Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward, DANNYSEWARD, date of service 8/8/2023. Date of birth is 5/8/58, and date of accident is 1/21/2022. The report can be sent to Loblaw firm, please. The date of service is 8/8/2023. The patient was last seen on 4/25/2023. He underwent one epidural injection 4/28. He's continuously working and is unable to come to the office for a regular visits on time or even for procedure on time during the office hours. He expects us to be available on Saturday, which we will. The patient report that he has a pain in the neck and both shoulders and lower back to the tune of 6 throughout. Occasional radiation of the pain is reported to the right leg in S1 S2 dermatome fashion posteriorly. Overall pain varies from 6 to 9 and ADLs are affected 9, although he is able to carry out his job duties on a light duty job. 60% improvement patient has reported. Please review the system review. Please review the chart for ADL system review, additional history of substance abuse and compliance history. And physical examination reveals blood pressure of 157 over 101, pulse 75, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 4/25/2023, dictation number 0425-068, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue the treatments based on the MRI findings, which are showing that the patient has a bulging disc and herniated disc at L4, L5, leading to disc space narrowing, as well as spinal stenosis, facet joint arthrosis, left foramina stenosis, right foramina stenosis. LESI times 6 has been advised to the patient to bring relief. In the left shoulder, patient has a suppressed spinatus tendinopathy, degenerative change of the AC joint, and CT scan of the sacrum does not show any sacroiliitis at this time. And right shoulder shows suppressed spinatus tendinopathy, for which a patient is being scheduled for injection treatment, and he'll be seen in 10 days' time. Thank you. Physical therapy continues, and he works on a light duty job.